Hello, and welcome to this edition of Patrolling the Channel for September 2009. Patrolling the Channel is a monthly SearchSecurityChannel.com podcast geared toward educating security solution providers. I'm Nicole DeMore. Today I'm speaking with Daniel Wallace. Dan is a Detroit, Michigan-based information security consultant. For the past 15 years, Dan has been advising large organizations in a variety of industry verticals, including financial services, healthcare, government, retail, and manufacturing, on matters relating to information security compliance. Today, Dan and I are going to be discussing social media and how solution providers can help customers develop and implement secure social media practices. So, Dan, to set the stage, let's get a few things out in the open. First, when we say social media, can you briefly discuss how you define that?
Social media, really the web 2.0 technologies that enable people to connect, share, collaborate, and communicate online in a more open manner. Some of the popular consumer-oriented sites out there are Facebook, MySpace, YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitter that folks may be most familiar with.
Okay, and also, I know many in the security industry aren't necessarily convinced that social media should be tolerated in the workplace. How do you feel about that?
I've written articles and advised CISOs on how they can use social media to actually increase awareness of information security practice. And I openly advocate the use of social media tools in the enterprise. And you're correct with your premise. That view puts me at odds with much of the information security community. I've seen statistics that indicate that as many as a third of large corporations actually block social networking and social media sites at the firewall. What I'd like to see is the information security function getting out in front of this and helping their business stakeholders leverage the full potential of social media. I believe that information security vendors, integrators, and consultants should position themselves to support their information security customers in this regard.
Okay, so where does a solution provider start when assessing a customer's social media security posture?
Well, the first thing I would say is a vendor, integrator, consultant who's selling into the information security space should not try to overcome a CIO or CISO's aversion to adopting social networking technology. The CIO and CISO's business stakeholders will do that for them. I mean, HR already knows that Facebook and LinkedIn are great tools for sourcing and screening candidates. Customer-facing functions such as sales, marketing, public relations, and customer service have already realized that their customers want to engage in a dialogue, not a monologue, and social media is a great facilitator of that two-way communication. And any IT manager that becomes an obstacle to the adoption of social media based solely on security concerns is likely to lose the support of their key business constituents. Once that happens, vendors are going to be asked more for their opinions as they learn to support products that extend beyond the traditional boundaries of the enterprise, such as social networking. They're in the best position to share customer stories, both successful and otherwise. So I think that vendors selling into the security space need to have at least a basic understanding of social media, social networking, and the risks inherent in these technologies.
So it kind of sounds like solution providers might want to look into just the basic customer education type thing before getting anywhere into too much detail?
Exactly. Have a general, I'd say that the vendors, integrators, consultants need to have a general knowledge of the risks of social media, and then they match that with their knowledge of their customer's specific circumstances and also experience from other customers that they're working to advise their customers and come up with a solution. The risks inherent in social media is something that the customer already understands, and vendors, integrators, consultants need to understand these as well.
Okay, and speaking of risks, data leaks are said to be a huge risk with social networking in the enterprise. Do you agree with that?
It is a big risk, but it's not as wide scale. It's more isolated than a network intrusion type exploit. A recent survey commissioned by RSA of 100 top security executives at companies with a billion or more in revenues found that 70% of these executives experienced a security issue in the last 18 months as a result of the increased use of social media and mobility tools. Malware infestation was the most common security breach that was reported, followed by data breach or leakage. But again, it's often a very isolated incident with respect to leakage, and the exploit is carried out largely using social techniques, employees discussing confidential customer internal matters on social networking sites is a common example of that leakage, as opposed to a widespread capture of a large volume of data.
Okay, and in terms of like preventing some of these data leaks and data breaches and things of that nature, what effect does corporate culture have in formulating a social media security policy? And how can an organization go about assessing the culture of social media?
Well, that's an excellent question. Having a social media policy is probably the most important thing that a company can do. It sets the parameters and the boundaries for engaging customers and interacting on behalf of the company on social media sites. I think that companies would be wise to get out in front of the adoption of social media and social networking and craft a policy that matches their business objectives and their tolerance for risk with the direction they want to head with respect to social media, as opposed to assessing the culture and letting the corporate culture dictate what goes into social media policy.
Okay, so when it's time to help an organization craft this policy, what role can the solution provider play?
Service-oriented vendors and professional practice consultants are in an excellent position to advise their clients on policy matters with respect to social media. Clients will likely need assistance and guidance on developing enterprise-wide social media policies and guidelines for employees. This is a new area for most companies, and vendors can draw on their experience with other customers. As with any effective policy, there needs to be follow-on awareness and education programs. And again, vendors that specialize in training and awareness will be able to leverage that competency in helping their clients drive the awareness out of the social media policy. Service providers can also create value for the client by building a competency grounded and an experience around social media, especially social media specific policy considerations, the impact of social media technology on other more common policies such as incident response, and perhaps tools for rolling out an awareness of policies that need to be revised because of social media. These types of solutions will address many of the risks that technology cannot easily mitigate, such as social engineering attacks and leaks by well-meaning employees that create reputational exposure.
Okay, so you touched upon some of the services that solution providers and VARs can offer. What are some technologies that can best support a social networking policy?
Excellent. That's the second part of the defense or security with respect to social media. The product vendors, OEMs, and resellers need to be prepared to demonstrate to their customers how technologies such as antivirus, anti-malware, web filtering, white and blacklists, network monitoring, DLP, and perimeter device controls can be leveraged to minimize the technical risks inherent in social networking. Things such as malware infestation, data leakage, data breach can be mitigated by these technologies, but they need to be paired also with an effective policy. Vendors should know that CIOs and CISOs are keenly aware of the risks inherent in social media that I've mentioned, and they're going to be asked by their business stakeholders to develop a plan to address those risks that involves and encompasses more than simply blocking these technologies. And vendors with the answers that will enable their customers to develop the tactical and strategic plans based both on technology products and policy will be perceived, I believe, as bringing value to the table.
Okay, and so what's some quote-unquote bad social networking behavior to be on the lookout for that solution providers can advise customers to watch out for?
Really, vendors need to advise their customer on just appropriate behavior on the social networking sites when employees are blogging or Twittering as representatives of the company. There's also legal issues. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but Eric Meyer, who's an associate in the Labor and Employment Group of Dilworth Paxton, was quoted recently on Mashable, which of course is a leading social media blog, as bringing up two, I think, very important points. First, employers need to be upfront with their employees that they have no right to privacy with respect to social networking. So what he's saying is that companies need to have a policy that sets the expectation with employees that the company reserves the right to monitor employee use of social media regardless of location, whether they're at a company computer or on personal time or a home computer. Remember that when something is put out on a social networking site, it's public for the entire world to see. Collaboration and communication is what social media is all about. And if employees are misrepresenting the company or trying to discredit the company, employees need to know that it's going to be monitored and it can have consequences for work. And secondly, employees should be made aware that company policies on anti-harassment, ethics, and loyalty extend to all forms of communication, including social media, both inside and outside the workplace.
So given the evolving nature of these social media outlets, would you say that this is kind of a long-term opportunity for solution providers and there will continue to be opportunities down the road with this type of business?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Social media is not going away. And it's going to be a bigger part of the way companies do business. I mean, just in relatively recent times, I mean, the Ford Motor Company has hired an executive in charge of social media. The online shoe retailer Zappos encourages all their employees to have Twitter accounts so they can interact with current and potential customers, and they actually train their employees on the proper use of Twitter during new hire orientation. The CEO of that company, Tony Hsieh, has over 1.2 million Twitter followers, including myself. I mean, these are just examples that early adopters, but social media, I think, is really, you know, just in its infancy and is really going to take off and is a long-term opportunity for value-added resellers, consultants who position themselves with social media competency.
That's all I have for today, so thank you very much for joining us, Dan.
Nicole, it was a pleasure. Very good to be with you.
For more information on any other Security Channel topics, please visit searchsecuritychannel.com. This has been Patrolling the Channel for September 2009. Thanks for listening.